כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
יאללה שמוי במחול בסייף יחינו יזם בולוי. We continue the kilos of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael's pure great estate, the Kahal Hasidim of Klal Yisrael, whether it's the Hasidim that are now in Klal Yisrael or Lasid Lovey, when all Klal Yisrael will be on the Dag of Hasidim. Tremendous simcha every one of us has and should have, recognizing that Hashem created us and gave us everything we have, physical, emotional, and spiritual. He made us also the Netzion, with a nation that is guided by Tzion, the Mokem HaMikdosh, the Mokem HaShoras HaShchina, Mokem of clarity of what life is all about, what's important in life. And that's the Simcha. We have Yagilu V'Malkum, we recognize we have a Melech HaOlam, Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. And he gave us the perfect and exact explicit instructions how to get close to him, how to give him Nachas Ruach and Melech, give us the highest levels of our possible existence. And like we always say, every day of our life, every second of our life is opportunities for this. Whether it's how we're davening, or it's how we're interacting with members of our family, or how we're doing business, it's all the same. So, Baruch Hashem, when we do it, it's a mitzvah. Because we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. If a person goes to work and he's honest, it's a tremendous mitzvah. A guy goes to work, he goes to work. Oh yes, it's Kivus Elokim. It uplifts us, and that's what we have the tremendous simcha. And today, the new pasuk, Yahalu Shemoi B'mochoyim. They'll praise the Hanoga that he reveals to us, the Mechol, dancing in the circle. The Seif V'chino Yezamilon. And then the Simcha will be enhanced by the beating of the drums, the playing of the kinnor, of the violin. The Mechol is a circle that's used for dancing. There are various places this term is used. Chazal say means dancing in a perfect circle, that we're all equidistant from the center, not one pushing in and one trying to get in front of the other guy. But we're dancing Kavayochel around the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we all recognize that there's no competition between me and anybody else. It's all about me doing my maximum. And there is no reason to push ahead of somebody else to get closer. We're all equidistant from our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We all see from our angle. That's also in the circle, everything centered from a different angle. Each one of us was given our specific koyches to be over Hashem. Sometimes things that make it easier, and sometimes we have yitzharas, but we have to realize the whole combination that was given to us was exactly the recipe that Hashem gave to us for success in life. And now sometimes there are challenges. There are challenges with our own yitzhara, with our spouses, with our children, with panosa, with health, interaction with other people, whatever it may be. The most lovely, and a person who's already living now with that clarity, the Hasidim who are living already now with that clarity, on the other, we can be sameach with all of these situations because we realize that each one has his angle, each one is making part of that grand, complete circle of Klal Yisrael, one big unit. And I have my, like I say, the recipe, or whatever you want to call it, that Hashem set up for me to bring me to my shleimus. And even the challenges are exactly the same thing. They bring me to my shleimus, and that's why we can be mahal Hashem, that he gave me my specific position. No one else can take my position, and nobody else can do my position. And therefore, that's the way I praise Hashem, appreciating what he put in my life and gave me in my life. Take advantage of it to its best. We learned in the past, Yizamlo, the Lashon of Zamer, is extremely exuberant, excited, simchatika. Zamer. You have the toif, which is something that keeps the beat, and the kino has a sweet sound of the violin. And that type of excitement and simcha is also not only when we're praising Hashem, but even the way we go through life, is, we have the two parts of it. We have the toif and the chino. We have the part in life of the toif. Keep the beat. A certain pace. I have to go through life, not just wait the way my life. Fortunately today, so many people spend hours and hours a day just doing nothing. Going in the clouds and the virtual worlds. They miss the beat. We realize it's constantly beating. But it's not beating us, and it's not beating in a nervous fashion that causes tension. It's a sweet beat, and I go with the beat, and I'm constantly in action based on that beat, that the rhythm that Hashem gave me to go through my life. And also the kino. I remember once said that some people think when they might have that kavana, that same davening, they have to treat themselves as a guy who's trying to rip up a sidewalk with a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. So that's not the way it should be. It should be like playing a violin. You should ever see a violinist who concentrates when he's playing. He's all excited about it. Here's the beauty. He lives the beauty of it. And that's what we should do also. We have to put our effort into it. It should be, like we're saying, full of life, with the rhythm, and with the beauty of the kino. And that's the biggest hill we can make that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Going for every second of life. That's the midas, true chassidus, of excitement, closeness, ahava to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Taking advantage of every situation in our lives, realizing another opportunity, another turn, not gonna miss a beat, and go with the rhythm, and I'm gonna also do it in a pleasant, beautiful way. Beauty of the kino. Should be there to do it in this world, and see true simchas olam. Blessed love of the Hebrew name.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakel lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111